Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, jika Anda adalah calon orang tua atau orang tua baru, Anda mungkin pernah mendengar tentang baby blues, yaitu perasaan menantang yang dialami oleh sekitar 4 dari 5 ibu baru setelah melahirkan. Namun depresi pasca melahirkan berbeda-beda. Penyakit ini dapat menyerang salah satu orang tua dan bervariasi dalam tingkat keparahan dan durasi gejalanya. Dalam episode Australia Explain ini, kami mengeksplorasi layanan yang tersedia di Australia untuk mendukung dan mengobati mereka yang mengalami depresi pasca melahirkan atau postnatal. Ibu baru mungkin mengalami apa yang disebut baby blues di hari-hari pertama setelah melahirkan. Ini adalah perasaan tidak menyenangkan yang biasanya disebabkan oleh perubahan hormonal dan dapat berupa kemurungan, kecemasan, air mata, bahkan kesulitan tidur. Meski menantang, perasaan ini biasanya hilang dengan cepat tanpa memerlukan perawatan medis. Namun, jika gejala Anda terus berlanjut dan mengganggu kemampuan Anda untuk berfungsi normal untuk diri sendiri dan bayi Anda, Anda mungkin mengalami depresi pasca melahirkan atau postnatal depression. Julie Borninkoff adalah seorang psikolog klinis dan CEO dari Prenatal Anxiety dan Depression Australia atau disingkat PANDA. Ia mengatakan depresi perinatal dapat terjadi pada masa antinatal atau saat hamil atau di postnatal, yaitu setelah melahirkan. Bagaimanapun tanda-tandanya sangat mirip dengan pengalaman seseorang yang mengalami depresi pada tahap kehidupan lainnya.
People feel a general disruption in their mood, an inability to attend to information. They often feel like they want just sort of block the world out and climb into bed. And we also know the common sleep disruptions that occur, either oversleeping or not sleeping enough. The inability to have food and water intake as normal are all disrupted, as you would expect in depression at any point in one's life.
Wanita yang pernah mengalami depresi sebelumnya lebih mungkin mengalami depresi perinatal. Namun ada juga faktor-faktor lain seperti yang dijelaskan oleh Borninkoff berikut ini.
We also know that people who have a familial history, so genetically, may also have an increased risk. And we know that people who have experienced significant trauma during their life are also likely to experience depression or anxiety at this time. And it's also important to recognize that for many, anxiety and depression don't sit as separate during this period of their life, so people can experience both anxiety and depression together.
Sarah Perry, ibu dari Asai yang berusia 3 tahun, perjalanan kehamilannya penuh dengan kegembiraan dan rasa kesiapan. Namun ia ingat bagaimana rasa kesiapannya itu berubah menjadi rasa takut saat putranya lahir, dan bagaimana perasaan menantang yang terus ada selama berminggu-minggu jauh melampaui baby blues yang bersifat sementara.
I was actually crying like 60-70% of the day for no reason. I was actually dreading doing like the basic things for my son. I was dreading, you know, trying to breastfeed, trying to stay up for him, even playing with him, trying to see him grow. Like the basic things was just getting very, very fearful almost. I was fearful all the time. I kind of pretty much understood that this can't be normal for this long.
Setelah berkonsultasi dengan dokter umum, ia didiagnosis menderita kasus klasik depresi perinatal. Sarah lahir di Bangladesh dan telah tinggal di Australia selama 20 tahun. Dalam kasusnya, ayahnya yang berasal dari luar negerilah yang mendorongnya untuk mencari bantuan, dan kedua orang tuanya memahami perjuangannya. Namun ia yakin masih ada stigma seputar depresi perinatal di Australia, meskipun tidak terbatas pada etnis atau budaya tertentu.
100% there's a cultural stigma, but I don't think it's an only Bangladeshi stigma. I've spoken so much about my postnatal depression to very local Australians, and it's a very taboo topic still. I mean, people don't know how to react to that. It's actually interesting. You know, I work for like a massive company, and I've spoken to my colleagues about it as well. I mean, 1 in 4 colleagues wouldn't know how to deal with a conversation like that. So it's definitely a cultural stigma, but it's wider, I think.
Jackie Banfield, Direktur Eksekutif Pemberian Layanan di Lifeline, mengatakan salah satu mitos paling umum seputar depresi perinatal adalah bahwa depresi itu hanya menyerang wanita. Namun ada pula layanan dukungan krisis yang juga memberikan konseling khusus untuk pria melalui Men's Line.
Perinatal depression can affect anyone. Actually, I'll give you a personal example if you don't mind. My husband actually experienced perinatal depression himself. I think given my background, I'm a mental health nurse. So I think I was aware of it happening for him before he was aware of it happening. And I think what's unique is that everyone's experience is different. It doesn't matter whether you're a father or a mother, perinatal depression impacts both.
Sekitar 1 dari 10 pria diperkirakan mengalami depresi perinatal. Meskipun kejadiannya lebih tinggi pada wanita, namun pemicunya serupa, demikian menurut Dr. Banfield.
I think what's really important to know is that it's change that really makes a significant impact. And a lot of it's to do with personal expectations and expectations of others. So also the things that are out there in social media particularly, you know, you only ever see the good photo. You don't see what's going on behind. So if you're comparing yourself to what looks like to be the ideal family or the ideal father, that puts an added burden of pressure on you to perform in that way.
Komunikasi sangat penting bagi pasangan, terlepas dari pasangan mana yang sedang mengalami depresi pasca melahirkan. Dr. Banfield memberikan beberapa saran khusus bagi pria untuk mendukung pasangan wanitanya.
I think the most important thing that they can do is keep the communication channels open, check in to see how she's going. And you know, once you do that, it makes it easier for you potentially to express what you're feeling as well. And even if you don't know what to do, let her know that you actually are confused or that you're fearful that you're doing something wrong. Work it out together. That's the key.
Depresi pasca melahirkan bisa diobati. Dokter Anda akan menilai kebutuhan Anda dan merekomendasikan perawatan yang tepat untuk Anda. Berdasarkan pengalaman, Sarah mengatakan penting bagi ibu baru untuk mengetahui bahwa ada cahaya di ujung terowongan. Baginya, pengobatannya melibatkan obat antidepresan. Setelah mendokumentasikan proses pemulihannya, ia menjelaskan saat pengobatan tersebut membawa perbaikan nyata pada suasana hatinya.
It was like a light switch because one day, I think day 12 or 13 it was, I woke up and I literally felt like I need to cook, I need to do this for my child, I need to put oil on him. And then I was like, wow, okay, I'm feeling better. From that day onwards, it just got better and better and better. And there wasn't even a slow recovery. I just became like a full mom from that day onwards.
Memantau kesehatan mental Anda setiap hari adalah nasihat nomor satu yang diberikan oleh Sarah kepada orang tua baru. Hal tersebut juga didukung oleh Dr. Boninkov dari Panda. Ia mengatakan mereka memberitahu penelpon ke saluran bantuan mereka bahwa kesiapan menghadapi kemungkinan mengembangkan depresi perinatal sama pentingnya dengan mencari bantuan jika Anda melihat hal itu terjadi.
Putting in place a mental health plan when you're going into giving birth in the same way you would a birthing plan. And that's whether or not you're a new parent or whether you've been a parent before. It feels different with every baby. And we also encourage people who do have an existing vulnerability or mental health condition to really focus in on what it was that supported them well in the past. And that becomes a bit of an anchor to keep people solid and grounded during this time.
Untuk bantuan mengatasi kecemasan dan depresi perinatal, hubungi Panda pada nomor 1300-726-306 atau hubungi Beyond Blue pada nomor 1300-224-636. Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman dari Australia Explain mengenai postnatal depression atau depresi perinatal yang disusun oleh Zoe Tomaido dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.